Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's sein Rhythmus, als gäb's sein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski. This is the Transfer Show. Stefan, we're doing this right in the middle of the international break. A little bit of a short hiatus for the podcast. We didn't have a newsletter on Monday, the free newsletter, and obviously we didn't have a main show, and we didn't have a preview show. So this has been, I haven't talked to you in 4 days on the podcast. Obviously, I talk to you every day for work, but on the podcast, how are you doing?
Yeah, it's been a kind of like a mini break almost, hasn't it? It's been fun. Some interesting international football, which I wrote about in my newsletter in terms of, you know, Kai Havertz playing left back, for example. Yeah, it's been nice to have a little bit of a break. Obviously, you know, international football is kind of universally moaned at because it kind of gets in the way of the fun stuff usually. But yeah. It can also provide a bit of a break, which is always nice.
Yeah, I used to hate it because, as you said, it does break up the actual club football. Now I kind of enjoy it as a little break and to reset my head and, work on some projects and administrative stuff that I usually don't have time to deal with. And so I do actually think it's a good breather if you work in the industry, but I totally understand that we're like, what? We're not even the 1%, Stefan. We're like the 0.01%. So I guess I don't really count.
Yeah. It's an odd industry to work in, that's for sure. But yeah. Can't complain.
No, I will moan about certain things that happen in the job, but I will never complain about the job itself. It is an absolute privilege to sit here and talk about what for most people is a hobby. So I will never ever complain. I know that this is that we are very lucky that we get to do this and actually get paid for it, which is very rare. So yeah, don't want to complain too much about it. The international break has been a good rest though. I got a bunch of articles written that I usually don't have time writing, so that was fun. And I have one more in stock from the Frankfurt media trip that I did for my newsletter. Your newsletter on Kai Havertz, by the way, excellent.
Thank you very much.
I have some thoughts about it. I don't know if there was questions about it, but like this whole debate reminds me so much. And I wrote about it for Forbes, right? Reminds me so much of what Germany underwent with Toni Kroos, Stefan, and trying to find a role for him. And ultimately they did, right? Like they ultimately managed it, but it's just so weird that like sometimes you can't fit a good player into a system.
And look, hey, to be fair to Kai Havertz and I guess to Julian Nagelsmann, you know, he did get a goal. So, I mean, and his record actually for Germany is actually really impressive despite playing all manner of positions. So it's by no means, you know, a slight on him as a player for the German national team. Because I did have, I posted it on Threads and I had some Premier League fans say, oh, well, you know, I guess Mikel Arteta has to play him to justify the transfer, but why the hell is Julian Nagelsmann picking him? And I was like, well, because he keeps scoring and creating goals, that's why. You know, so you can have the debate about where he plays and where he should play without it having to lead to people assuming that you're saying he's a rubbish player, which is could be further from the truth, to be honest.
I think he's an excellent player. We just haven't figured out yet where he's playing. But this debate is age long. We had it with Toni Kroos. We had it with Bastian Schweinsteiger as well. Remember when Bastian Schweinsteiger had to play as a left winger?
Before
before Louis van Gaal said, "Hey, Schweinsteiger, you know what Schweinsteiger is? He's a good number six. That's where I'm going to put him." And then all of a sudden, he was world class. You know, someone will find the right position for Kai Havertz, and I'm sure it will just click, and it will be all right. That is my ultimate and final takeaway from this entire story. He's only 24, right?
Yeah. I said in the newsletter, I think he will probably, if Mikel Arteta keeps using him as a number eight, I think he will turn good, because basically the gist of the article, which, you know, I don't mind saying, because subscribers already have access to it, but you know, the gist of it is that the difference between him at Leverkusen and the difference between him at Chelsea was that he just didn't get on the ball enough in the middle of the pitch at Chelsea, because he was played as an inside forward or as a number nine. But so far at Arsenal, he's been playing as almost like a number eight or as a centre midfielder, which I think is kind of exactly what he needs. He needs to be more on the ball. He needs to get more touches in the middle of the pitch. And that seems to be what he's getting at Arsenal. So that's encouraging. And hopefully, you know, he continues to play for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's move on to one of his former teammates and RB Leipzig, Timo Werner, Stefan. You wrote me this morning. I thought you were April fooling me on Tuesday, November 21st. Timo Werner being linked with a move to Real Madrid, where he could act as a replacement for Vinicius Jr., who's out long-term, right, with an injury. I had to double check this. Yes, this is an actual story. I do know that Timo Werner is more or less for sale this winter. He has really struggled for playing time at Leipzig. This is his second move in a row. Ironically, the first one to Chelsea didn't work out, and then the move back to Leipzig hasn't really quite worked out either. You know, with Leipzig, I think Leipzig is just a bit of a different club now, right? With a different style of playing. There's different players that are just better suited for the way Marco Rose plays football. You know, even someone like Benjamin Sesko, who is a number nine, he's ahead of Werner, but not always playing. Openda seems to be the number one choice. And then they have actual wingers and number 10s that can play behind a number nine. And so Werner's really struggling for playing time. And there has been all sorts of rumors linking him with moves within the Bundesliga, right? Eintracht Frankfurt was linked. We get to Eintracht Frankfurt in a bit, because they have obviously identified and are close to signing two other guys, and we're going to talk about that. But it's just not going to be... There's just no space for Werner right now, it seems, at Leipzig, which is makes this even crazier now to think that he could be off to... not another Bundesliga team, but arguably the biggest club in the world in Real Madrid. And as crazy as this sounds, that might actually work for both for all sides involved.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It might just work, as they would say in the old Hollywood movies. Yeah, I think you basically hit the nail on the head there. You could argue about the, you know, how serious the transfer story is itself. It comes from Sport, Spanish newspaper, who, you know, one of the biggest newspapers in Spain, but they're not exactly, you know, known for only ever reporting transfer stories when they're dead certain, you know. So it could be fabricated, it could be speculative. But I think what's probably more interesting than anything else, and this is one of the things I love about the transfer window, is that you don't have to believe a transfer story to still take a lot from the context around it. And as you said, someone is obviously talking behind the scenes, and either on behalf of Timo Werner or, you know, directly because of Timo Werner, and saying, look, if you guys need a striker, this guy here sitting on the bench in Leipzig and he can do a good job for you. You know, I think the context here as well is that Vinicius Jr. picked up an injury in the international break. So, you know, Real Madrid are kind of running low on forwards, and like, you could see why Timo Werner would kind of slot into that Vinicius Jr. role quite well. I mean, he's not obviously as good as Vinicius Jr., but I think we have to bear in mind that while Real Madrid are known for these kind of galactical signings, they tend to pepper them with very small signings around them to try and fill up the starting 11 and kind of fill in the cracks in the squad. And this could be one of those moves that kind of suits all parties, in a sense that, you know, Real Madrid get a player who can play up front for them. RB Leipzig move on a player who's probably quite highly paid. And of course, Timo Werner gets to move on to another club and, you know, have a shot at that. I'm not entirely I'm not entirely sure if this is a transfer rumor that anyone should really pull off faith in. But I think the key thing to bear in mind here is that these whispers are already coming out, and if it's not going to be Real Madrid, there's a good chance it could be someone else. Because, as you mentioned, you know, Werner has not really been in Marco Rose's plans this season. He's only started two Bundesliga games to date, if I'm not mistaken. He's sat on the bench for another two. You know, he's picking up very little game time at the moment. It would make sense, I suppose. If that's a kind of sign of things to come, then you can understand why he and his agent might be working overtime as they go into the January window. A player, by the way,
Is the agent who also represents a certain Toni Kroos, just saying.
Yeah, well, he might be doing his friend a favor there.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.